I came up back with a surprise item. I picked up loads of shells and seashells and I left them on the side in this bucket and I thought, I better deal with them the following day. So I was kind of rinsing them off and
thinking
what to do.
I know what you're going to say. I'm guessing.
There was a baby crab in the bottom, a little tiny one. And I thought, what on earth am I going to do about that? So I got on the internet, tried to identify what kind of crab it is. It's a land crab, so they kind of live in the sea and they're native to our shores. And then I went to a pet retailer, I won't say which one it is, and you can actually buy seawater. And I researched the landscape and I bought this tank and I put this thing into this tank with all this stuff. And it managed to survive for 6 months. And it went through several different mutations and it started about the size of less than a 5p. And by the time, you know, it was finished, I can't describe how big it was. It was about the bottom of a coffee cup. Right. By the time we'd finished with it. And unfortunately, we think what happened to it is when it was in its soft shell state, it got hit by one of the rocks. Because I thought, oh, it hasn't been out recently. I haven't seen it recently. And I lifted up the rock and it was clearly dead.
Aww.
So
did you give it a name?
Yeah, we did. We called it Mr. Crabby.
Mr. Crabby. Well
that was
done.
The kids wanted
if
to
ever
call
I
Mr.
need
Crabby.
A pet crab naming, I'll give you a ring
you
instantly. Does it end up in crab pate or something like that? Or was it given a decent burial?
No, it ended up in the bin, I'm afraid.
The news that you can buy seawater is the best bit of information I'm going to get today.